You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 56.
Woo! Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Sorry, I've been watching Big Mouth again.
Once again, I was not ready. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
No one is ever ready for me.
I told you, I need a couple minutes at least to warm up. Dave's like minute man.
Start drinking like, earlier. Bam. I'm ready to go. I'm a pro.
You do. You don't even wait. You just like.
No, I'm a professional. That light turns on, the mics go hot. I am on. Let's go. Let's do this. Go, 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 go.
But I need a little like warning.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, Cash, you might want to start trying to go live right now.
Hey, I'm clicking go live. Wait.
All right, so how's everybody's week going?
Gee, great, except now apparently I'm being told I don't know how foreplay works by somebody I've never had sex with. So, I mean, Jesus.
Don't fuck with my hump day.
Well, people might thank you after I'm done, Dave.
Hey, I guess you know what? Set the expectations. Undercommit, overdeliver. I guess that's the story of my life. So I'm good with that.
I did that COVID up.
All right. So welcome to episode 56 of Drunken Confessions. So obviously new this week is not much. Cass still couldn't get her shit together. Dave is premature, and I just sit here and look pretty.
Nice.
Well, then.
Just kidding.
So, speaking of you sitting there, we left off last week quite quickly.
When last we left our heroes.
Last time we left you. The two of you were taking off with a
Oh, that's right.
A little kit.
The Sopranos ending to last week's show. I almost forgot that. I forgot that last week's episode had a Sopranos ending.
It was a good evening.
Wow, a lot of payoff for not a lot of build up. Speaking of needing a little more foreplay here.
That was
the opposite. That was an awful lot of foreplay in Two Pump Chump. That's what that was. That's great. Was cool story, bro.
Yeah, you're talking to me. I'm not going to go into detail.
All right, so Jeremy. So Jeremy, how
many items did you use?
The whip's cool. The nine tails.
The flogger, okay.
The paddle.
I'm surprised how hard I can use that.
The paddle?
Paddle's a little heavy. So,
did it make your wrist a little sore?
No, I don't know. My wrist.
And so, I hear tell that Amy has a favorite from last week. And what is that favorite?
Why are we discussing that on here? That was between parties.
Jeremy, what's Amy's favorite? I know what it is. Don't make me tell.
A spreader.
Dave wants to know, yes.
It's that spreader.
And whose suggestion was that?
Dave.
So congratulations, Dave.
Where'd I put? Here we go.
Dave should have won a prize, but
he rang his own bell.
Oh my God,
that's exactly what just went through my head. You can ring your bell. Yep.
And sadly, this is my first drink of the night, so hey.
Ceiling down.
All right, let's cheers to that
one.
That's not the beer I left at your house, is it, Amy?
Anyways, next subject, moving on. It's too early in the night.
I think I mentioned this in the chat. Speaking of the Sopranos, I've turned into episode one, Tony Soprano.
Oh, I saw that.
Because there's a family of ducks that has taken residence in my pool. and I've become concerned about the ducks. And so now I'm worried I'm going to engage in a life of crime and have to go start seeing a therapist. And
yeah,
and
I was going to say they're going to leave and you're going to end up in therapy.
I know. I'm going to have a panic attack and it's going to be a whole thing. I'm
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I never saw this promise.
That's okay. I'm here for you, Dave.
Cool.
Poor little ducks, their sodium's gonna skyrocket.
Although since my kids will never watch this, this is the best part about this entire thing. So I ordered like their foot long sharks that swim underwater, and they're remote controllable. They have remote controls of them, and so I've taken to joking with the kids that, you know, those ducks, they're really messy eaters. They're going to wind up like dropping fish or some, you know, some shit in the pool. So God only knows. So I'm totally building it up so that one day they're going to be in the pool. I'm going to slip the sharks in the pool when they're not looking and then attack the shit out of them with it, because that's what good parents do. That's, and then I'll let them play with them after they get the shit scared out of them.
Right. That's great. I love that.
So we have a lot going on this week's podcast. At the very end, stay tuned, because we have a great announcement for everyone to win something.
Hooray!
Until then, though, new this week, can we talk for a second?
No.
That, you know, COVID and everything is getting canceled because of it. I was shocked to see that 7-Eleven canceled their free Slurpee Day.
What? Oh, I'm a bogus, man. I'm part of that for like 25 years.
I knew he would be heartbroken about it.
I knew,
I didn't tell him until today. Yep, 7-Eleven has canceled their free Slurpee Day.
I've never once taken a free Slurpee. I always purchase the Slurpee on free Slurpee Day for those guys.
They announced that on the radio this morning when I was driving to work, and I was laughing because I knew you were going to talk about that today, Amy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny that they announced it on the radio as I was driving to work.
However, for those who really want to get their free Slurpee, they are encouraging you to upload their app. And when you upload their 7-Eleven app, it'll come with a coupon to get your free medium Slurpee.
Well, because, aren't the free Slurpee days, aren't the free Slurpee Day Slurpees like basically shot glasses? Like, isn't like.
No, they're the medium ones. They're the good size ones.
Almost like a coffee cup.
All right. Yeah. I thought they were the little shot glasses. So, like, I never even bothered. Yeah.
No, to give you a brain freeze.
I was going to say, I giant jug O Slurpee or nothing.
All right, so why don't we do our next our first confession?
I was like, wait, did I miss one? What next? Yeah.
Did I miss something? Won't be the first time I miss something on this
show. All right, tonight's first confession is, have you ever gotten lost while drunk?
Oh, yeah. Not only did I get lost while drunk, so this is a great story. So we were in Toledo for a Comic Con. And everybody was still drinking, and I was like, guys, I'm thrashed. I got to go. And so I called an Uber to get back to the hotel. Well, I got in the wrong Uber, and in my head, this Uber had driven me for 10 or 15 minutes. And the guy like looked back at me, and he was like, hey, wait a minute, you're not Kevin. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, well, you got to get out. And so then I wind up on the street, and I call Bob and Tulio, and I'm like, guys, the Uber kicked me out. I don't know where I am. I'm lost. And like Tulio's like, dude, well, what do you see? And I turn and I'm like, there's a giant pink sign that says cocktails. Tulio's like, you idiot. You're like a half a block away from us. Just start walking back this way.
Dave thought he was like an hour away.
I was like, I'm lost in a different city. I don't know where I am.
He's crying. You guys can't come find me.
I have been lost while drunk many of times, but the funniest time was my 21st birthday in Chicago. I got lost in the hotel, and I couldn't find my way to the floor because the elevators go to different floors, and I couldn't figure out which elevator to get on, and I called my mom back in Michigan going, Mom, I can't get to my hotel room. I don't know what to do. No one's answering their phones. And then finally somebody with the group came down and they found me in a lobby. I just gave up at one point, was like in a floor, in a lobby, like, I'm just going to sleep here because I can't get to my room.
Nice.
Cass?
What about you?
Not so much. I mean, I ended up in a room at PenguinCon, like we talked about before, and didn't know what room I was in. But other than that, I mean, most of the time when I get drunk, I'm around other people, and I just follow them. So I've never really gotten drunk. I mean, I've been drunk to the point, like, when you and I went to Grand Rapids, Amy, and I allegedly stole menus. But, I could have gotten very drunk then, or very lost that night, but I always attach myself to other people, kind of like a little drunk leech.
Yeah, so in other words, I had to take care of her.
So there's a nickname you're never going to live down, just so you know.
Drunk leech.
Jeremy, have you ever gotten drunk and lost?
I've never gotten drunk and gotten lost, but I've lost a lot of people while I was drunk. They wouldn't stay put. And when you're like place like DTE, you know, and you're in a parking lot and they decide to run off and not be where they're supposed to be, it's like 2 or 3 hour night.
That can be problematic.
Yeah.
All right, so we actually have another new game
Drunk Leech came up with.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we're outside. My dogs are...
It's okay.
So we have a new game tonight, and it is Random Trivia.
Yes.
So Cass will explain how...
I put together a trivia game for us.
Yeah, so Cass, explain to us how this Random Trivia is going to work.
There's 5 categories, and the first three... No. Sorry, 4 categories. This is going to be fun. There's 4 categories. The first 3 are worth 25 points each. The last one's worth 100. So anyone can win at any point in time. So I'm going to ask you each question. You have to answer it. And I figure since I don't have like a dice to roll or something like that, we'll just go by age. So we'll go with Dave, then Jeremy, then Amy. Sound good?
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. The categories are music, movies, animals, and then miscellaneous.
Cool.
All right. So do we pick the category?
No, we'll just go right down the line.
All right.
I have just 3 questions. All right. Yeah, 3 questions under each one.
Okay. Then go.
So I'm just going to read them as I researched them and wrote them, okay?
Cool.
So we're going to start with music first for 25 points.
Bananarama.
Dave.
Sorry.
Chef Woolley came out with this hit. Please tell me, what color is the one-eyed, one-horned...
Flying purple people eater?
Purple. Thank you. 25. Good job. Jeremy. Garth Brooks classic. I've got what in low places?
Friends.
Balls.
Thank you.
Who are friends?
Perfect. Amy. Sonny and Cher, they have a lesser known hit called The Letter. What year did that song come out in?
I don't know, 1969.
Incorrect. It was 1965.
You're so close.
No points for Amy's. You were close. All right, ready. Movies?
I feel like she's beating up on me.
No, these are random. Dave, you ready?
Shoot.
Movie. Okay. What did the horse Atrax in the movie Neverending Story die from?
Artax died. First, number one, it's Artax. And number two, he died of sad.
Correct.
And that's where all my problems began.
I know, right? That's where my depression issue started. All right, Jeremy, in the movie Fantasia, the wizard is played by what famous Disney mouse?
Oh, wait. Mickey.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse.
Correct.
Actually, the wizard was, Mickey Mouse was actually the apprentice.
He was the sorcerer's apprentice, so I'm declaring shenanigans on your question.
Yeah. Anyway.
I still got that shit right, though.
All right, Amy. In 1988, the flop movie, Purple People Eater, there were 2 special musical guests. Who were they?
Okay, Peter and Deep Purple.
No, they were Chuck Berry and Little Richard.
This is BS. Wow. I am so much younger than you guys.
You're doing really bad. All right, next. Round 3. Animals. Amy, these are animals. You got to get this right. You're an animal lover. All right, first, Dave.
What is mammal?
Dave, what is the common name for the dog breed that's half lab and half poodle?
That would be a labradoodle.
Correct. Yeah. Jeremy, this flying nocturnal animal has poor eyesight and finds its food using sonar.
Our bats.
Correct.
This is bullshit. You're going to give me some stupid ass questions.
Can you stop? Now. Gosh, Amy, you're getting random questions like everybody else.
Amy, what is the blood type of an orangutan that has been...
Amy, can I finish? Amy, what is the lifespan of a southern ground hornbill?
Yeah, 20 years.
Wrong. It is 70. You still can catch up. All right, Dave and Jeremy are at 70 points. Amy, you're at zero. But the last round is worth 100, so you have a chance to catch up. All right? Yeah. Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay. Dave, and the last round is a story problem. So you're going to have to give this some thought.
I was told there would be no math.
Amy's got the math. All right, Dave. You have 1 pound of tomatoes.
Yep.
1 pound of lettuce.
Okay.
And 1 pound of cucumbers.
Okay.
How long does it take you to toss a salad?
Wouldn't know.
You totally made Dave speechless.
Come on, Dave. Give me a number, please. Time.
Let's go with weight divided by average tossing speed. Let's go 6 minutes.
Perfect. I actually had you correct. Anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes was the correct answer. Good job, Dave. 100 points. Dave finished the round with 175 points. Congratulations, Dave. All right. Next. Jeremy. All right. Congratulations, you just won a brand new fishing boat.
Fuck yeah, 16 footer. Man, I want one.
But in order to claim this fishing boat, you have to go away on a special fishing trip. Okay, so they're going to take you on a fishing trip. At the end, you get to drive off with the 16-footer fishing boat.
What's now, fishing trip?
Let me finish. The fishing trip happens to fall on the same weekend that Amy planned an anniversary weekend getaway for the two of you at Mackinac Island. Which one do you choose?
Well, we in the middle of COVID shit. You know it's going to come back.
That is correct. Congratulations. You are tied with Dave at 175 points.
Woo-hoo.
Amy, you can make a comeback, girl. I'm gonna double.
How do I make a comeback?
No, because I'm going to give you double or nothing on this one, Amy. Double or nothing.
Double
so
or
you
nothing
can take
is
the whole,
zero.
You can
double or nothing of zero.
No, it's
100 zero.
Points. You can get either 200 points or get a zero. Ready?
Do or die.
For 200 points, Amy. And the winning game. All right. Sally is a seasoned hooker. Sally tells John she charges $50 for a blowjob. Now, out of that, Sally has to pay her pimp money 50% of all proceeds. John has $75. He solicits Sally for a blowjob. After the blowjob, how much does Sally, Lenny, and John each have?
That's way too much math.
No, it's easy. Okay, so Sally charges $50. She's okay. A seasoned hooker. She charges $50.
In the real world, the pimp has $75 and the other two got nothing because he come in and smack them both up and take the money.
You're wrong. Because the pimp, Sally's his best bitch.
All right, I'm
so
over.
So he only
what's
charges
50%. I'm over
and
this.
John has $75. So how much does each person have at the end?
Go big fuck you, Cass.
No, it's that's really simple. Simple math. 50 divided by 2? 75 minus 50 divided by 2?
Okay, anyways, moving on. I'm too drunk for math. Like
no, he has nothing. She has
John has $75.
The answer is $25, people. Yeah, that's the answer.
Pimp's got 25. She took
You're saying everyone has 25?
Everybody has $25.
Well, yeah. She charges
that's
the tax
incorrect, Dave.
No, it's not 25. It's going to be like 15.75.
No, you guys are all wrong. So you didn't listen to the question. Sally's a seasoned hooker. So as she's blowing John, she pockets the other $25 that he had on him. So she walks away from with $75, tells her pimp she only charged 40, gives him 20. And
but a pimp's going to smack her because she charges 50 and he knows it.
I muted Cass. I'm done with that question. I'm that's the dumbest shit I did.
Wait, don't you need to do tiebreaker now?
No. Whatever. Amy loses.
Oh, you already won.
Yes, here's your tiebreaker. You ready for the tiebreaker? You have 2 weeks left to live. You sell all your worldly possessions. With your last dying breath, you use to snort a line of coke off a hooker's ass. What color is her hair?
None.
Dave?
I'll go red.
Dave wins. It's red.
Oh, the correct answer is supposed to be it doesn't matter.
No, it matters. Congratulations, Dave. You win.
Hooray.
Cheers, Dave.
I can't believe you couldn't get a single answer right, Amy.
Okay, so.
She thinks she's funny and she's not. Anyways, moving on. So tonight's main topic, considering everything that's going on in the world today, it really had all of us thinking about changes and improvements that we all need to make. So what I'm wondering is, what is the biggest change that you're making currently in your sex life? Cass, go.
I opened a new vibrator because my other one didn't hold a charge for very long.
Well, when you use it that much and charge it that much, it only has so many charges.
No, not the vibrators I sell. Just saying.
Dave?
Sorry, I'm getting idiot comments from people. Nothing really's changed. I mean, other than scarcity lately. I mean, there's that.
All right, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I added a new category to the hanky panky.
Yes.
Nothing like a good spanky. I felt like there was a Madonna lyric there somewhere. That was, yeah.
Research that.
Told you, I've got starter videos if you need them. I've got, we'll give you guys the 101 crash course and go from there.
Part A goes into slot B.
I think we got it covered. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
You brought up the topic, Amy.
So I guess the biggest change in my sex life is I'm venturing into uncomfortable territory. There's still no butt stuff.
So when we go to the kink ball again,
what matters?
Whenever they have it again.
Yeah, if I ever go back to the kink ball, I don't think I'll be so
uncomfortable.
Shocked.
Why have you an outfit? Yeah.
Okay.
What? You want me to go back? I have more trivia questions.
No, you guys have thrown me off so much.
I have more trivia.
So it sounds like it's time for me to pour myself a shot. I'll be. Keep going.
Yeah, I think I need
more trivia.
Yeah.
You don't want me to ask more trivia questions?
No, I'm good.
I'm gonna do a Jesse confession.
You sure? Got more trivia.
What would people find surprising to find in your internet search history?
Ooh. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you. Let's see here. What about you, Amy?
Um, I think people would be, well, they're not going to be surprised anymore. I say
how to use a spreader bar.
No, I figured that out just fine. I'm sure. I didn't have to Google that. Thank you very much. No, I think it would be, kind of goes back to our conversation we had on our group chat last night, that I actually knew just by a guy's picture that which porn star by name and his wife's name. So I think it was
not his wife.
I think that would be what people were surprised of on the search history.
What was his name?
Johnny Sins.
Yeah, for the record, I had no idea who that was. Just so
in my opinion, the only porn star that is actually hot. For male.
Yes.
For male.
I gotta tell you, most porn stars
few and far in between.
All right, so I poured myself a shot, and for those of you keeping score at home, because I'm trying to get the word out about this, these are good. Peanut butter whiskey and Chambord. Tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I went through a multitude of different flavors the other night. I think it was Monday night when we were up to like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the Chambord still holds up. So peanut butter whiskey and Chambord, PB&J, big fan.
Cheers.
Yes. And honestly, I feel like anybody who has access to my computer wouldn't be surprised by a goddamn thing they found. Like, let's just be honest. Maybe some of the like more boring shit. Like,
well, that's what when I wrote that question, I was thinking Dave can't really shock me with like dirty stuff. What would shock me is something like Dave searched pictures of sunsets. Like something like Dave downloaded something sweet and innocent. That would shock me.
Dave was researching the perfect haiku.
Really?
Probably like some, yeah, the boring monotonous shit, like, you know, pool chemicals and that kind of crap. You know, trying to figure out, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, like I said, anybody that knows me really isn't going to be shocked by anything they find.
Cass, what about you?
I'm looking right now, and like the strangest thing I've found so far for me would be pictures of men in turtlenecks.
Oh, we did Google that. We did that together.
Yes, we were looking for men in turtlenecks. So, I mean,
we had a debate one night. Let me give some background on that. We had a debate one night that some guys look hot in turtlenecks and some guys just look absolutely asinine. So we Googled it to compare, like, which guys can pull it off and which guys can't.
So kind of like circumcised versus uncircumcised? Or is this not a euphemism? Much,
yeah, no. Because my thing is like real turtlenecks.
Oh, I thought this was a euphemism. I'm sorry.
No, real turtlenecks. Because I don't think any man, I don't care how hot you are, if you're in a turtleneck, you are no longer hot.
And that's what Amy said. So I Googled guys in turtlenecks and showed her, and there was some pretty freaking hot ones in there. And she's like, okay, all right, yeah, he's hot, I will admit. So I did get her to admit that there are a couple good-looking guys who can pull off the turtleneck.
Yeah, 0.00001% of the population.
But there are still guys out there that can pull off the turtleneck.
But it's out there.
It's true. So that would be, like, I guess, the weirdest thing. What about you, Amy?
I already said mine.
What was it?
The first one to go.
All her porn history.
Oh, your porn history, yes, because you were correcting some woman that... Porn lives matter.
I still never got a comment on that.
Amy's dirty side that nobody thinks is there.
Well, that's because nobody knew what you meant. Jeremy? Are you allowed to even say with Amy sitting next to you? It's butt stuff, man. Isn't it?
Actually, if you went through my search history, you would see a ton of really weird technology. Like long forgotten technology, recent technology that
I would I would have guessed it would have been like the most off the wall conspiracy.
Does 5G cause coronavirus? Does
no, he shut that down real quick. He did research it, but he shut that shit.
Did the aliens build pyramids?
No, it's not possible.
I was thinking he was going to Google things like how to get my wife to agree to butt stuff.
There is no answer.
Step one, get her drunk. Step two, put her in a spreader bar. Step three.
Let me tell you.
We got four straps, too.
No, let me tell you. Step one and step two, he accomplished. Step three, trying to pull something. No, safe word was used.
What was your safe word again?
I don't remember, actually. That time it was no.
It's supposed to be watermelon, Amy. You picked watermelon.
Slept again.
How is it that I know what you picked for a safe word? Watermelon.
Because remember? When it comes down to me being scared and in pain, I'm like, no. It works every time. It works for me every time.
That's awesome.
Bully for you.
All right.
Drinking.
All right, guys. So, all right. So I think it's time for our big announcement, Cass. What do you think?
I agree.
All right. So, due to personal reasons and me starting a new job and scheduling and everything else, we will not be live next week. We are taking, I know, and I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to hate
it. But we'll do our Friday hangover.
We are taking next week off of Drunken Confessions.
But we're not, yeah.
However, we do have a special prize for you guys while we're gone.
Is it my pinata idea?
No.
Oh.
No.
Boo.
We're saving that for our live event, like you suggested.
Okay.
I thought we were saving that for my next birthday.
Tomato, whatever.
Oh, my Christmas party.
Just one of those random synaptic misfires that happen. Sort of like my one today. Like, where is, I hunted down George Lukacs on Twitter today. And if you don't know who George Lukacs is, he's the guy who in 1987 sang a truly raunchy song called Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room So We Can Do It All Night and We Can Make Me Feel Right. And I'm like, I answered on Facebook. I'm like, so where is George Lukacs these days? And why is he not released? Zoom, 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 click the link to my room. So we can hang out all night, social distancing, right? Like, where has he been? Like, where, over this last 3 months, why has that not happened? And so I actually found him on Twitter and hunted him down, and I haven't got a response yet, and I'm a little sad.
The better question is with all your technology, why haven't you created that?
Because it
you gotta get the rights to the song first.
Yeah, exactly. Minor details.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, so we do have a giveaway basket.
Huge. Do you have the basket with you, Amy?
I do. All right.
That is one hell of a basket.
So this is the basket giveaway we are raffling off to all of our listeners and viewers. You can hold it if you want. It is valued at $175.
Ooh.
It's a lot of lube.
So what it contains is a shooter of Tito's, Ciroc, Fireball, and Crown Royal.
You're doing a terrible job over there, Vanna White.
We also have...
No, I meant Jeremy.
We also
Jeremy's
have...
Jeremy's face is like, the fuck, I'm trying.
He's like the worst Price is Right girl ever.
We also have $10 worth of scratch-off tickets. A penis-shaped lipstick. A pure romance heart massager, a pure romance tote, toy tote.
To keep your privates even more private.
Yep. We also have one ball gag, which is still in the wrapper.
I love how you specify still in the wrapper. Like,
never been used.
Everything is sealed for everybody. It's never been used. It's all brand new. Thank you for clarifying, Amy.
I had to. We also have a Pure Romance Calypso vibrator. Sample packets of Pure Romance Conditioning Shaving Cream, which is also known as Gucci Cream.
Best ever.
And a sample packet of Just Like Me Signature Lubricant by Pure Romance.
Good lube.
We also have the 10 Lifestyle Latex Free Condoms and 2 bonus lubricants brought to you by the State of Michigan.
See, I feel like your voice cut out there at the worst possible time. Kids, you need to understand the story. It's got the condoms that are in this thing are the ones provided by the state of Michigan. If you mail off to the Department of Health and say, hey, I need condoms, apparently they will literally just mail you condoms. And so,
and lube,
apparently.
It wasn't
too much. It takes
like a month and a half.
Yeah, it's not a last minute purchase or pickup because it is a 2 month process for them to get delivered. But yeah.
But totally got them delivered, and it came with two bonus packages of Glide lube to go with it.
That is hilarious.
Thank you, State of Michigan. Good old Big Gretch.
Now, Amy, do you remember where you emailed that to?
No, I would have to look it up.
All right, we'll post it on our Facebook page again, just so everyone can see. You actually can get 10 condoms and two packages of lube.
Actually, it comes with 12 condoms.
Ooh. Wait, you only got 10 there? Here. Well, I'm glad you have 10 brand new ones and not any use.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna let that slide right by. Just gonna...
All right.
Because you know how to reuse a condom, right? You shake the fuck out of it.
Ew. Anyways. Boom. So the rules of the giveaway is I am going to post, as soon as we sign off of here, I am going to post a picture on our Drunken Confessions page. Under that picture, we need you guys to...
Toss your boobs.
No.
Why not?
Thank God I had just swallowed right before that, because or else my entire, that board would have been covered in drink. God damn.
All right, Jeremy's been exited out of the scene.
So the rules are, we will be posting the picture of the basket on our Facebook page. All you have to do is like the Drunken Confessions Facebook page. You have to share our post, and you have to leave a comment underneath the original post.
Three things. Simple. And no, sharing boobs or showing boobs is not one of them, Jeremy.
I mean, but if you're going for extra credit.
No, Dave, stop it. We do not want boobs all over our post. No.
Just remember, Cass and I are picking the winners.
Right. So if you show us your boobs, we're not picking you.
I mean, my inbox is available. I'm just saying. That's it.
It will be a random person. Jeremy.
Well, you don't have to show your face.
And,
oh my God.
We will announce the winner in 2 weeks from now.
Yes, at the beginning of July.
July. Do you need to get yourself a mint julep? Having a little bit of a drawl problem, are we?
All right, Dave. How do I mute you? This is what I don't like when I don't run the chat. I like to be the captain.
It's all F4.
Yeah.
Really, Jeremy?
Really?
I mean, she is married to a nerd. I would hope she knows that one by now.
Yeah. Forget who my husband is, right? Mister knows how to hack my entire Facebook.
I was like, if I was gonna say, if nothing else, I believe Kathleen has proven she doesn't know how to close anything. That's.
Well, no, I just don't know how to stop my husband from hacking. The best
words are for losers, man.
Right, dude.
Well, you know, I like to keep my husband on his A game.
How's that working out for you?
On that note, we will be giving away this awesome basket. If somebody wants to win, you definitely have to share, like, and comment. And on that note, I believe, Amy, are we doing one more Drunken Confession tonight? Because we've only done, two.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's do one more, and then you can do our cheers to send us off.
Here you
send
go. Drink if you've...
What?
Okay.
Getting ready. I'm going to tell you right now, I hate playing Never Have I Ever, because, bitch, I have.
Ready? Drink if you've ever traded sex tapes for alcohol.
Oh, wow. That's what you found one that, no?
Nope. Sorry, you and Cass both have to drink. Christmas party 2019.
Oh, that's actually, technically, that did happen. Okay.
I was thinking sex tapes I was in.
That was.
Oh, see, I thought I had to be.
Dave gave you the alcohol. You gave Dave the sex tape.
Which, again, for the record, did not feature Cass.
No, I was not in the sex tapes. I was not in those.
Wowzers.
All right, guys. So, again, we won't be here next week. We will keep you definitely updated on when the next live broadcast is going to be. It'll be 2 weeks from now, either on a Tuesday or a Thursday. We know that much.
Yeah, we're not going to be on Wednesdays anymore.
Nope. Weird. And there will be more detail to follow. Until then.
Because sure Amy had to go and screw everything up by getting
Amy
a new job.
Well, the good thing.
That was
I'm bettering myself.
That was sarcasm. That was absolutely sarcasm. In case you missed that. That was sure. So just yeah.
Yeah, sarcasm. It was sarcasm. Yeah.
All right, and here's to you guys, I guess.
Amy, you're like, yeah, here's to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Biggest F you like cheers I've ever heard. Here's to you guys.
She's I guess.
Can I talk now? Can I do my cheers?
Oh, we thought that was it. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Dave, sorry. Dave, are you done?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. Dave's done. I think I'm done. Jeremy? All right, Amy, you can go ahead.
I wish I had a backup one because I don't mean this one now. May the roof above these friends never fall in, and may the friends beneath this roof never fall out.
Cheers.
All right, even though you guys are assholes, I love you bitches.
You're just sore because you didn't win the trivia game.
Although, for what it's worth, I did literally have to have a conversation this week with someone who was concerned that he had offended some people, or that like he had gone too far when he was drinking one night or something like that. And I'm like, dude, no. You really have to understand, like, with this group of people that I hang out with, it's... If we're not making like as soon as you let us know that something bothers you, we're going to pick at that scab until it bleeds. And so like when it's not that anybody's mad at you. It's that you've made the fatal mistake of letting us know that something bothers you.
No, I am number one to speak on this. If they don't pick on me, I feel like now they don't care about me anymore.
Are you saying like if a trivia game is like rigged, maybe?
Yeah.
Or all the answers are super, like, super fucking easy except for yours.
Or even another great example was Dave in our private chat, like making fun of me and saying, "Amy, I'm looking at you," with his.
Where in the hell is your baby Yoda? How is he not a part of this?
He's in the house. Well, he was exhausted. He had a summer fun day. He's exhausted. He's sleeping on the kitchen table.
All right, I'm starting to get concerned. I'm just saying.
Oh, but you know what? You guys making fun of me about my baby Yoda makes me feel loved.
Well, good, because there's a lot more love coming then. That's
All right, guys. On that note, I think we are out, and we will make sure you enter the contest and see who can win this prize, because I have no problem keeping it to myself.
No.
All right. See you, kids.
Hey, everybody. Bye. Thanks again for listening to our show tonight. If you want more information, you can find it at facebook.com/mydrunkenconfessions.